You're listening to White Two Words, a K-pop podcast hosted by three Black women. I'm your main host and leader, Bora, and my members and I are back at it again to discuss a K-music related topic. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to White Two Words. Tell your friends to search White Two Words or Unpopular K-pop Opinions on most major podcast listening platforms. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani. Welcome to the preseason, because who said only football can do that? We're ramping up for season 3, so this episode is actually recording from a Twitter space. So we apologize in advance if the audio is a little bit finicky. We're discussing the parallels and the collaborations we've seen between the anime and K-pop worlds, because as much as people don't want to admit it, these two fandoms are family. Also, you'll hear co-host Destiny say Beyonce would do K-pop. Psh, get out of here.
I would love to talk to you, kind of. So as we're talking about being an anime fan and Black K-pop fan, you kind of find those, like, the, I don't want to say the hate, but just you feel that, like, separation almost. Kind of like a lot of things where you feel separated, but when you find your group, you feel definitely united. I had to find my space for my group of people in the anime community, and I feel like it took me forever to get to this point. But as a Black K-pop fan, like, would you say it's the same thing? Like, when you first started getting into K-pop, because you've been into it for a long time, do you find it more like I feel like I finally found my people, or do you still kind of feel like there's a huge gap in the fandom?
I think it depends where you are. I think if you're on Twitter, you can easily find those other Black K-pop fans and kind of have a fan group chat going pretty easily, at least it seems like for most people. When I first got into K-pop, I was definitely living more on, like, Tumblr. And, like, I don't know if y'all remember how Tumblr works, but, like, you kind of just follow random people. It's not really a place where you, like, have one-on-one conversations as you would on a site like Twitter, or I guess maybe even Instagram. So I would say that back then it definitely was harder, but I'm not really sure if at the time I was even looking for other people, because I knew people already in, like, real life that liked K-pop. So I didn't have the need to, like, search for that online. But I think it depends on which platform you're on, and you can easily find a community on different platforms, and it just kind of depends on the groups you're into as well. I mean, if you're, like, into a group like BTS, which is super big, then you're obviously going to find people no matter where you are. But if you're into, like, a smaller group or a more, not niche group, but, you know, like, definitely smaller, like, let's say, like, Alexa or, like, Black Swan or smaller groups like that, then it might be a bit harder to find your community.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it took me going on, like, hashtag hunting through Instagram and, like, really planting my foot down with, like, other Black cosplayers, finding people like Black Girl Anime, like, just going through and just really circling around, because I feel like in the beginning of my anime experience, at least, it was not like that at all. I didn't even know about, like, online forums. Like, the only way you could catch me, like, talking to you about anime was if you saw me sitting on the floor at Borders. Like, that was the only way you were going to find out. And, you know, of course, in school, you know, you kind of hid that away from you. But did you ever feel like you had to hide your love for K-pop? I know you mentioned that you had some friends, and you were one of the lucky few, I feel. I was able to have people to kind of relate to that level. But do you feel like you have to hide your K-pop love at all?
That is a good question. I feel like it depends on how close you were to me. Like, if you were just, like, a casual friend of mine, I probably wouldn't mention it. But my close friends definitely knew. And I will give a little context. When I first got into K-pop, I want to say it was more on the K-hip-hop side. So I was like, Yeah, so listen, there's some actually good. There are, No, K-hop is actually, there are some good people that like aren't culturally appropriative in the K-hop space. And I want to say one of them is Dean, because he like actually works with Black people. He's very respectful. I've never seen him do a Black hairstyle or do like some weird accent when he speaks in English. And when I first got into no shade, I mean all the shade, but when I first got into K-hop, he was like the first person I got into, and I was lucky enough to see him like that same year, became a fan of his in Chicago. So the fans that I was with, like, they were kind of in the same boat. I mean, they liked K-pop too, and I grew to like K-pop more, but definitely depended on like who you are and whether or not I told you. Because like my close friends, like now that they know I like K-pop and anime, they're like people that don't like either. Like I don't want to call them normies, but like I guess that's how I'll describe normies. Them. They're like normies.
Yeah, and I do that all the time. That's how I describe everybody. I'm like, you're normal. You don't like the other stuff. But now, right. I mean, I feel like because these things are getting so big, and that kind of segues to my next question, like, anime was not like this back in the day. I'm saying, right. It was very scarce. I feel like, I'll never forget walking into like Hot Topic or something, and I found Attack on Titan merch. And I was freaking out because, like, I felt like you could not find, like, anime merch in the stores like that. Like, it was very scarce. And that was season one of Attack on Titan. So that was, like, in the beginning. But now, it's almost weird if you don't like anime. It's almost weird if you don't like K-pop. It's weird if you don't know who BTS is. Like, I feel like at this point, it's kind of like not knowing One Piece. It's kind of, like, unheard of, you know? So how do you, with the rise of K-pop and just how big it is now, do you think it can get bigger?
Okay, so another, like, asterisk, pointing words is definitely where we have, like, spicy opinions. So, like, I'm definitely going to exude that during this space, because you just said that it would be weird if you didn't know, like, an anime show or a K-pop group, and I have to actually disagree with you. Like, really? I mean, my normie friends, like, if I asked them, if I sent them a picture of BTS, they might know it was a K-pop group, but it's because it's coming from me. So they'd be like, what is this bitch sending us now? Like, it'd be like that, and be like, oh, it's probably that Asian shit you like, isn't it? So that's what they would say, and not like in a bad way. I don't think they mean it in a really bad way, but like that's kind of like my MO to them. Like, I have, oh my god, this is so embarrassing, but I have a friend, also my friend's brother knows that I like anime and K-pop too, and every time we like have hung out, he'd be like, oh, let's go to a ramen place because you know I like anime, right? I'm like, what is the correlation? We don't have to go get ramen just because I like watching anime. Like, it's like that's how they treat me. So like, I don't think
it together.
Like, yeah, so I don't think, I'm saying all this to say that I don't think that, like, I do think anime is huge now, like, obviously, same with K-pop, but I wouldn't say it's to the point where like literally everybody in the United States or like on the planet knows what those things are, would know what like you said, One Piece. I mean, maybe BTS because they've been on like American award shows. But really, I feel like, I still feel like if you said BTS to some people, maybe like people that are not as in tune to pop culture, they would still think, you mean behind the scenes? Like, I mean, look, multiple people have see people use BTS in like captions. Like, for example, if you're a K-pop fan and you're also a fan of SZA, there's this one time I think SZA put like BTS in her caption, and she meant behind the scenes, and like BTS fans just like had a riot. And then I don't remember if it was her or a fan that was like, obviously I meant behind the scenes. And people are like, but like BTS exists, so you can't be saying that all willy-nilly. And it's like, girl.
Oh, no.
Okay, but your second question was do I think K-pop is gonna get bigger? I don't know how hot of a take I want to publicly be talking on this space.
It's a safe space. It's a safe space. This one's not being recorded.
I'm dead. Not you saying this is not being recorded. When I see their button bright and red.
Oh, is this recording? Oh my God.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That. Because I think I'd actually want you to send me the recording if possible. But okay. I don't know. I think K-pop is like, I've said this to you. I feel like anybody mm-hmm. that at this point that is into K-pop is into K-pop. They're into it. Like, you know, like,
yeah, you're not, like
if, and somebody is going to be a K-pop fan, they're already a K-pop fan. Like, I don't okay. really know if there are any other there are people out there that are still, like, on the fence about it. I feel like K-pop has gotten so much attention and press that, like, if you're the type of person that is open to listening to music in another language and is open to seeing, like, pop groups from another country, such as Korea, then you're already listening to K-pop at this point. Like, in 2021, like, you're already there. So I don't really know, like, if there's going to be... I don't feel like there's going to be another, like, huge influx of K-pop fans coming. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we are at where we're at. Like, I'm not saying that maybe that discovering K-pop now and now coming up 2022 is going to be impossible or unheard of. But I think for the most part, where K-pop is like most of the fans are here now. They're already here. I mean, unless it's like younger kids maybe that like, oh, yeah. they're, then maybe, but yeah.
So this is gonna sound like kind of silly, but with the rise of like Squid Game and things like that, and just I feel like Korean stories being told, I feel like we are gonna get an influx of more K-pop fans. I do think K-pop could get as big as like I feel like K-pop could get as big as regular pop. Just because one has been around for so long and you have those older fans that are still there, but you're always going to get new fans. And I feel like there's always going to be people willing to like hop on the train or, you know, just be a part of something. There's like a really big feeling of part of something that's bigger than you, similar to how anime makes me feel, you know? And I feel like there's a lot of people who will get into anime solely because of the fandom, solely because, you know, they probably went to anime convention. Even if they don't even know what it is and someone drags them with them, like, they'll feel that, you know? I definitely could see K-pop getting way bigger than what it is now, especially because, like, the BTS meal, I feel, was, like, such a big deal. Even if you didn't know who BTS was, I feel like that BTS meal took it to a whole nother level. It's hilarious seeing... I keep referring to BTS just because I know how big they are, but, you know, we can even go as far as saying, like, Blackpink and Coachella, like, Lisa having this giant song on TikTok trending and like everybody's in it constantly. So I can see K-pop really taking like a front stand and getting way bigger. Now if I was to flip that question for anime, I think anime is really big, but I still feel like we're kind of niche in a weird way. I don't know, it feels like it's so big, but when you talk about like anime titles that maybe aren't as popular, kind of like when you talk about K-pop groups that aren't popular and you hear people talking about it, you're like, oh yeah, okay, all right, you're like, you're different, you actually watch like everything, you know? So that's interesting. I'm very interested in your idea of what, how far K-pop is, because you know me and you talk about it all the time about who's famous and who's not famous and who we consider famous. So I think that's interesting to say the least.
Mm. I don't know. I guess so. I don't know if K-pop will be, not because K-pop is a niche, because I feel like calling anime niche kind of doesn't describe it well enough anymore. Like, I guess you can make the argument is or isn't one. I don't know though. I feel like this is going to be super like negative, but there's a lot of people in these United States that do not want to hear anything outside of English. And sadly, yeah. I literally have a friend that I like recommended Invincible on Amazon to her and she loved it. And then I was like, oh, well, if you liked that recommendation and like, you trust me to give you recommendations now, you should watch Squid Games. Cause then this was like when Squid Game was everywhere. Cause I watched it like about 2 weeks before it blew up. And like, when it blew up, I was like, okay, girl, you need to like watch this. So she's like, oh, okay. And then she texts me back. She's like, is this English dub sucks. I was like, oh, why would you watch the English dub? Like, just watch the subtitles. It's like, I'm not reading subtitles. I was like, oop, okay. So like,
yeah, I feel like it's very similar. I feel like you're definitely gonna get ignorant on both, like both in anime and in K-pop, and I feel like those things run parallel as well. It's just like you're gonna constantly get people who are just ignorant and won't even miss out on like amazing art because they don't want to take the few extra steps to like watch them, you know,
right,
or just listen to it. But moving on, because we could go on about this forever, I want to talk about being a Black K-pop fan specifically and like how that has affected you or affected, you know, your peers, people like you. Obviously being a Black anime fan, we deal with a lot of racism, we deal with a lot of negativity when it comes to the character's skin tone. Blacktober got hit with White November or some shit like that. Like, just constantly having to almost feel like defend our place in the fandom, you know what I mean? And I feel like as a Black K-pop fan, you probably go through that a lot as well, you know, like that erasure of you enjoying this medium just like everybody else. So I was just curious to maybe see what you've gone through and like how you combated it yourself.
Personally, I haven't gone through anything, but I've seen a lot of things happen, and I've seen the way K-pop fans, specifically non-Black K-pop fans, disrespect Black ones, especially when, like, I'm sorry, a lot of these, I'm not sorry actually, but like a lot of these K-pop groups, I be saying sorry when I don't mean it. A lot of these K-pop groups, they take a lot of inspiration from Black people. And you know what? A lot of them have Black producers, Black, you know, stylists, Black people behind them influencing and helping them make the content they make. And people don't want to recognize that, which is such BS. But we all know it's true. It's literally true. There's literally proof. Like, multiple K-pop acts have, like, mentioned Black artists that they look up to. And Dean, the person I mentioned earlier, is actually one of them. He's, like, mentioned a lot of Black artists that give him inspiration. And I don't know, K-pop fans are just bitter sometimes, and they don't want to, like, acknowledge that. And on the fandom side of things, I will say that Black fans get attacked so quickly, it's actually just despicable. Like, there's this girl, she made this NCT challenge. I forgot what the actual challenge name was, but it was essentially for their it was for the song that goes like, let me introduce you to some new things, that one. And then it was like a TikTok where you start out like, she and her friends were like in a bonnet and like in pajamas and stuff like that, and then at some point they did something and the transition was that like they like glow up and whatnot. And it got so big that NCT did their own version of that fans challenge of their song.
I know that, right? She probably was geeked.
She was geeked and like she got attacked. I think she like deactivated her account for a minute, and like she refused to like talk to any more magazines and stuff like that, because I think she was like interviewed by Teen Vogue, and then like after that she didn't do any more interviews because she was getting attacked. Another instance where fans, non-Black fans, come up after Black fans is they have doxxed like a handful of Black K-pop fans for having whatever K-pop opinions they have. And I know the people behind 106 and Seoul podcast, and they were going to be the next target for this account that was targeting Black K-pop fans. And they like had to put, they've been on private and they're still on private to this day. I think mainly because of that, like, doxing scare. And, like, fans have been somewhat doxed. I will say the people that doxed them probably just, like, scoured their accounts for personal information and did it that way. But, like, the doxing account, like, pulled up a picture of the people and, like, their city and state and, like, added them and stuff like that. It was very, very scary time because it was just, like, they're just a Black K-pop fan, and that's why they're being targeted. And it was just really disgusting.
Which is crazy, because you would assume, especially with K-pop, there's a lot of unity, especially when it comes to supporting your favorite bias or, you know, your group. So it just kind of makes me like, I'm not surprised. I would never say I'm surprised anymore. But it is really disappointing to see that people, Black K-pop fans, have to still, even in a space where it's a lot about community and about loving this one person and supporting them, still be subjected to a lot of bullshit. Like, it's just not fair. And it really makes me sad to hear that, especially the girl who made that dance. Like, how many
imagine being acknowledged by your fave and then immediately getting attacked for it? Like, it's just sad.
And, you know, obviously with anime fans, we go through a lot of bullshit all the time. You know, when it comes to copy, when it comes to changing our profiles, the characters that, yes, we know aren't Black, but it makes us feel better.
Some Black anime fans, characters, but like some of them they be drawing Black people wild, and it's like, I'm not going to cosplay as that. Like,
exactly. Mm-mm. And it, you know, I hate seeing people be like, oh, you're the Black person of this cosplay on some of my favorite cosplayers' pictures, because it's like, no, they could support it and love it just like anybody else, and they're just the regular character, they're not the Black version of that character. So, what would you say, like, how would you say you would come, or I guess maybe because you said you personally haven't really dealt with this, but what would you say as far as like giving advice to people who are trying to navigate these spaces and maybe they're just kind of nervous or not really sure where to start or to find their safe space? Like, what would you say for people who are just kind of trying to find their space so they're not connected to this crap?
Yeah, definitely try to find your people. For example, if you're on Twitter, just maybe browse around. I know there are I don't know if people still do this, but there are blackout dates for different groups. So, like, yeah, that's like, you know what I mean?
I was part of one of them. Yeah, I was part of one of them. I don't lie to you. I was like, yes, it's me. And I just saw, like, straight melanin and K-pop. Like, and it was just it was so cute. It's a cute little challenge. I love
those days are so cute. And I literally, like, on this account, followed so many people on, like, different blackout dates. I was like, oh, you were Black and you like this person? Okay, let me follow you. So I think that's definitely one way to find people. I will say another way maybe is on Instagram as well. Especially, like, there are a lot of Black K-pop fans and you just kind of have to scour for them at times. But, like, once you find one, it's kind of a domino effect. And same thing with like YouTubers. If there's YouTubers that you like, or going on different forums and about those YouTubers, about groups that you like, I think you can definitely have an easier time finding people in your space that way. It's all about just the intention of looking and just finding those people.
Yes, I'm gonna piggyback off what you're saying. Oh, do not feel afraid to hit somebody up. I know it can be nerve-wracking. I know it can feel like, damn, I gotta be that person. It took me, it didn't take me too long, but it did take me a while to find my people. And, you know, the reason why I found that was because I would hit people up in their DMs like, oh my God, I saw you tweet about this show. What happened? Like, can we talk about it? Like, I'm obsessed. Or, you know, even meeting Bora, we used to work at an old company together, and it came up so random in the talk K-pop. Like, it was very like, oh, you like this? Okay, I am kind of getting into it, kind of like it too. And then next thing I knew, me and her were talking all the time about all these different groups, like, giving me the tea on all these scandals that I didn't even realize were going on. Like, first of all, K-pop scandals are hilarious in the way that it's just like, you would think it's not a big deal here, but over there, it's like the end of the world.
Right, like an idol having a baby is like the end of the world.
Like, and I would have never known if I didn't reach out to you and be like, oh, so you like this thing? Can you tell me more about it? So like, definitely do not feel afraid to just reach out to people that you think are cool, that you find interesting, or that are just talking about the things you are. Or, you know, even making a Twitter space like this and seeing who comes in to talk to you about K-pop.
Right. I actually do have something to add on now that you said that. I have met so many people through like the different jobs that I've had and knowing that I like K-pop and them liking K-pop. So like, for example, me and Destiny, the company we used to work at, like the story she just said, very accurate. That has also happened to me in another company that I worked at. I was on Slack and a girl had her icon as the BTS like logo, and I was like, maybe I'm just like too much of a K-pop fan that like when I see something that looks, that is related to BTS, I'm like tripping and like immediately equating to BTS, and it might not be, but I was like, no. Like, this looks too much like the BTS logo. Let me hit this girl up on Slack and just like ask her, and hopefully she doesn't like clown me. So I was like, hey, is that icon like from BTS? And she's like, oh my God, you know them? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, no way. And we literally have been friends since that. Like, I don't even work at that company anymore, but because we bonded over that, like, love for K-pop, we're still friends up to this day. And like, sometimes when we hang out, like, we don't even talk about K-pop. Like, we're just for real friends now. I will also say that I've made a few friends from taking Korean lessons. So if you're somebody that likes learning languages and is interested in learning Korean specifically, and you have Korean institutes in your state, like for me, we have one in my state. I know in New York, I used to live in New York, by the way. There's definitely a few. I think it's called Fruit. I can't remember what the names are, but if you're interested, I will like just like at me and I'll tell you the names of the Korean institutes in New York where you can take like actual Korean lessons. This was before the pandemic and the classes were in person, and we would talk about K-pop because naturally that just kind of came up. And this one girl in particular, we just hit it off, and we would like meet up after class together and like hang out. And now we're like friends for real now. So you can really make friends with other K-pop fans anywhere is basically what I'm trying to say. You just kind of have to know where to look.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it's the same way with anime, but I feel like you all know that already. You know, seeing that person who has like a Nana shirt on or like a Peach Girl shirt out in public, and you say, hey, oh my God, I love your shirt. Next thing you know, you guys start talking, and lo and behold, you guys are besties. I know in theory it does not sound that easy, and obviously there are some slow climbs, but definitely try your best to find your spaces, you know, areas that really care about you as a person. And not maybe just the genre, like people who are just interested, but they also have, you know, just a way of understanding you and understanding what you've been through and are able to empathize with that. But moving on, we got all the like advice and the great stuff, the icky stuff out of the way. I want to talk to you about our world colliding a little bit, K-pop and anime. Yes. So I think it was last year, TXT came out with a haiku. I'm actually going to drop the link in there. Hold on one second. I'm going to drop the link if I can post it somewhere. But
no, I got it pulled up too. They like dressed up, or at least the iteration was Haikyuu, the anime. And mm-hmm. It was for their song Drama, which I'm not 100% sure. I'm not fully caught up in Haikyuu. So I think it was a new theme song for the actual show. I think it was. But they're like dressed up in their uniforms and everything. It was super cute.
Very, very cute. Are you able to post that, like, or put it up on the thing? I don't know
how let me do that real quick.
If you know how to do it, let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try right now.
Still trying to do this Twitter space thing, y'all. Thank you so much for being patient with me. I'm still figuring it out. But with TXT doing like a haiku mashup, and you got to see kind of like our best boys. And best boys, how do you feel about, like, actually my most important question, if you could take any anime at all, and I know you can watch anime, so you could take them, basically mix up or like have them create a new group, but it's surrounded by this anime, what group would you pick? So pick an anime and pick a group and like match them together. What would you pick? If you want, I can give you time to think about it, because I've been already thinking about this answer for a long time.
Okay, you go first, you girls.
Okay, so if it was to me, and I got to see, like, my favorite K-pop group, and, like, an anime that I really enjoy. Oh, you did it, that's awesome. I would take Twice. Okay. Ooh. I would mix Twice up with Peach Girl. Now, I just feel like that would be the perfect combination. Because Twice is really cute and really preppy and really happy. And just hearing them sing like a song about romance or about love triangles or just feelings in general. And then you have a show as crazy and emotion packed as Peach Girl, and you just blended them together. It would be so cute.
Peach so Girl's cute. So messy, and like is. Twice is not messy
at all. I know, it's like opposites attract, but also I love it, and I feel like it would be a bop of the century. Like I think, and they would have peach aesthetics all throughout the music video. I'm with it. I already foresee it. I know it would never happen, and it was to happen. I want them to do Peach Girl next, like the season 2 of Peach Girl, because obviously the first one is a complete bop, and I don't want them to touch any first season of Peach. But the second one, if they hire Twice, I would not be mad. I would be actually really, really, really happy about it. All right, now you get the answer.
Okay.
This is a safe space. I'm gonna speak my truth.
Oh well. Okay. Let's see. This is hard. Okay, so the first one came to mind, but I don't listen to Card like that, so that I don't want to put them as my example. But I was thinking Card and Jujutsu Kaisen for some reason. Stop. I don't really know. I don't really know why that like came to my mind, but like that was like the first idea I had for some reason, and I think it's just because like. Right now, one of the Card members are in the military. So Card is a, Destiny, in case you don't know who Card is a mixed gender group. So there's two girls, two guys. And then one of them is in the military right now. So it's like one guy and two girls. So maybe it wouldn't work as well as I was thinking. Unless like they gender swapped either Megumi or what's his name? Oh my god, not me forgetting my baby's name. Itadori? What's his name? Okay. Like they gender swap one of him, and they like could be like the like three main characters of Jujutsu Kaisen. That was like the first thing that came to my mind. That would be kind of cute.
I think that's safe. That would be really good. Audience members, if you agree with either one of us, put an emoji. I'm not gonna, you don't have to specify which one, it's okay. You know, it doesn't have to be mine. It could be Boris, or it could be mine. Definitely let it be mine. So like we were talking about earlier, so TXT apparently did like Black Clover ending too, or opening as well, which I thought was really cool. Do you feel like they could, not TXT specifically, but do you think that K-pop and anime could be merging more? I feel like with, what's that anime called? God of High School? That was like a manhwa, right? That got turned into an anime and everyone's really excited about it. Do you think that, I see hundreds, okay. Do you think that show, like more manhwas turning into animes in the future, hopefully, that would probably kind of bridge the gap between anime? Do you think that they would like, finally we start getting like really good like K-pop anime openings?
I actually have to say that I feel like it's been happening for longer than we actually know, because one of my favorite opening songs is from Blue Exorcist, and or not opening, I think it was the closer actually, but it was the one that goes, and I'm not gonna sing it, I'm gonna like say it. They go like ready for the takeoff, and then like, you know, speak in Japanese or Korean, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. That song was done by I think either 2 a.m or 2 p.m and that was like 2015 or so. So I think it's been happening for a while, and I know that BoA did an opening for an anime too, for Fairy Tail, and that had to be was a minute ago. So I actually think it's been happening longer than we think. It's just kind of been under the radar because both anime and K-pop have been under the radar until, you know, the last 3 or so years.
That's valid. Yeah, I think you're right. I think because there was, I think there was also like an anime opening that was like Detective Conan. I think there was also a K-pop opening with One Piece, if I'm not mistaken. If there's One Piece in the fan, like fans in here, please get mad at me if I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure there was also like a One Piece opening at some point that was done by a K-pop group as well. Hi. So I'm curious, but I also think you're right. I think it's been happening for so long. And I think honestly with the boom of manhwa, like how like the Korean version of like manga, I feel like, we're definitely going to get a lot more. And I'm really excited for whatever's going to happen in the future. I don't know, but I have a feeling that we're going to get some more, especially because webtoons and stuff have been, like, I think Lord of Olympus is coming out, right? They're coming out of the book, but I think, aren't they coming out of a show?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. Webtoons
are doing, I will say, stuff. Webtoons, I feel they go more the live action route than anime route, because I'm trying to think of what show that was. True Beauty was a webtoon, and it was adapted into a live action. There was another one. I think it's either like Sweet Home or another, like, you know, thriller type webtoon was adapted into a live action. So I feel like that's the route most, well, I won't say manhwas, but like webtoons generally go when it comes to like an adaptation. Like, I think they go towards live action more than into the animated route. But I mean, if anybody knows, like, feel free to correct me. But I feel like that is definitely how they go. Because I mean, when you think about it, K-drama is like Korea's bread and butter for sure. So naturally, but to them, maybe it's naturally to them to go that route more.
Yeah, I think you're right. We'll see. I'm interested. I feel like it's definitely going to take off, and they're going to keep doing what they're doing, and I don't know. So, you know, I know you watch some of those, like, behind the scenes, like, tour life. Here we are doing our thing on tour. Like, I watched the Blackpink documentary and things like that. If you could see an anime about any of your favorite K-pop stars, who would it be? Who would you think is interesting enough to have their own anime?
Okay, I'm going to say my obvious answer, and then I'm going to, like, add another answer to that, because I feel like I need two options. So first, BTS, because, like, if you watch any of their, like, reality shows, which I have to be a bit honest, I don't watch a lot of them, because, like, BTS, they be putting out more content than hours in the day, and it's like, I'm only human being. I need to sleep at some point. Like, they're supposedly, sorry, this is a tangent, they're supposedly on a break right now. I don't feel like I'm on a break. I don't feel like I'm on a break.
Lonely, I feel like
you're keeping me occupied. I thought we all agreed we were taking a break. Nope. But you got me here trying to stay up to date.
Separate Instagram, ready to take over. Like,
So yeah, definitely BTS, because I think even the content they put out, like, right now, if it was adapted to an anime, it would be funny. Another group that I would love to see an anime on, I feel like, it's not a group. I'd love to see anime about, like, the girls at AOMG. So, like, Hoodie, Lehigh, and DaVita. Or I think DaVita might be Higher Music, but whatever. Because, honestly, I feel like, for the longest time, especially for Hoodie, she was, like, the only female musician under that label. And, like, whenever they need a female vocals, I feel like they always went to her. So I'd love to see, like, a slice of life, like, anime about her. Like, I don't know which anime you were talking to me about, Destiny, that is basically about three women that, like, drink beer. Or maybe I was just reading
the synopsis. That was an anime. Or no, that was a manga. And it's called Terra Bar Girl.
Yes, like, oh, something like something similar to that about those girls, because honestly, their vocals and the way they hold up that label sometimes, I feel like it would be such a cute slice of life type of female, like, what do you call older female type anime / manga? Is it like CN?
Jose. Yeah. That's so funny that you said, that's so funny. Wow, we are just, like, linked in the brain, I'm telling you, because I was actually thinking I would like to see a Girls' Generation anime.
That would be fun.
I do want it in, like, the 2000s aesthetic. So I want it to look, yes, like an older,
like a, like, peach girl, like a Nana.
Like a Nana, yeah. But I want it to, like, really break down Girls' Generation and, like, their start to finish. Just because that's, like, a big name for me, at least. And I feel, mm-hmm, like they definitely paved the way a lot. I also, okay, Two. I would also do like a Blackpink anime, like a cute. I feel like it would definitely be in the art style of Rent a Girlfriend. If y'all ever watch Rent a Girlfriend, y'all know what I'm talking about. I feel like Jenny would look like Shizuru, like a really cute, fashionable. Like I just see the Rent a Girlfriend girls, but it would just be a story or just like any type of idol anime that you watch. I definitely feel like I could see Blackpink getting their own story and it told animated. And I just think it'd be cute. Also, I just would love a comedy. Okay, so when I say love, I mean this in like the opposite way of love. Like I would hate watch it essentially. A Jay Park anime.
You always have to bring this man up.
Like okay, a Jay Park anime, but like he's treated like Minotaur off of My Hero Academia.
So he's like, oh my god!
Like he's a gremlin the whole show, and he just goes through all types of whimsical things that don't work out in his favor. I think that would actually be the icing on the cake for me as far as amazing anime. But I'm gonna go ahead and segue it to the people listening. If you'd like to speak, definitely request. I would love to hear your all opinion. If you could see an anime about your favorite K-pop group, who would it be? It could be anybody. If anybody wants to talk, you don't have to. Don't feel pressure. No pressure here. But yeah, just go ahead and request if you would like to mention anything. But yeah, a Jay Park anime I think would be actually really funny. And just like let him like slip on banana peels the whole time. I just feel like that would just be amazing. Someone requested, 1 second.
Yeah, I just want to say that thanks for listening, everybody that's here. I know there's a competing K-pop space called Inside K-Pop Writing Camps. And I appreciate that you chose this space to listen
that.
Into.
I was about to say that. I was like, there's another K-pop thing talking right now. And I was like,
what are the odds? I was thinking of hopping back and forth. I really like this one. It's like quiet and quaint.
Thanks, Jess. Oh my god.
Thank you so much.
I'm like about to get ready for work, but I'm glad I caught in like the last like few 30 minutes and stuff. Like I really like how y'all talked about K-pop and anime and if they were gonna fuse together one day. Hopefully it is coming up soon, you know, because nowadays it's like some type of war going on for no reason. We're just like, we're basically cousins. Why are y'all
like we family?
Why are y'all getting upset? Like I don't know.
And have you noticed that a lot of K-pop fans are anime fans?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
not even subtle anymore. Like, have you seen our profile pictures? Like most of our profile
literally pictures, like, literally.
Yes, you see the seven. But then you might see Rengoku. You might see Gojo. You might, like, it's just like,
thanks.
Yeah, it's a thing going over here. That's what I like about them.
It's the same thing. I definitely try to tell people, like, especially anime fans, you try to be like, oh, I don't, K-pop, not
right.
me. I'll be
all
like,
biting.
But biting. You'll watch anime boobies all day. Like, come on. Come with, like,
and then when they
you can't judge.
And then when they finally get into it, they're like, oh, wait, you know what? Maybe you were right. I'm like, yeah, I was. Yeah. I was.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for listening to us. I didn't even know there was another K-pop phase. Like, what are the odds?
No, for real. I found out, like, well, like now. And I was like, oh.
The one time I talk about K-pop.
Really? You know. No, for real.
Did you guys see Meg at all? I want to talk about Meg's performance.
I did.
Meg is just doing the thing. And it's so funny because Gora and I have had this discussion a lot about, like, what that means for her internationally. I am happy she did a song with BTS. Really am. I think they're so cute. Like, aesthetically, and they all look perfect. I just, you know, I also worried for her because she was going to ARMY. It was really cute seeing, like, when the song play dropped, ARMY and Hotties were like, Hottie ARMY, we out here. But I feel like after, I did see some, like, when she was performing with them, I did see some, like, hate towards her, which kind of scared me, but it apparently died down really quickly. But I just, what do you guys think of their type of collaboration or even like more US artists like your fave, Haley?
I mean, BTS has done a bunch of collaborations at this point. Like, they collaborated with Juice WRLD. They collaborated with this, like, one British artist. I forgot her name. It was, like, Zara Les or Lara, something like that. And then they collaborated with Steve Aoki, even though his vocals weren't on the track. But Designer, the rapper, was on Mic Drop. And I have to say, that was probably one of their better collabs, in my opinion. Because it, like, really? Just fit. It actually fit in Mic Drop. Yes, it fit. I mean, was the verse fire? That is subjective.
That's the question.
But, like, it fit. It really did, in my opinion. And they've done a bunch. I think the Meg one was good. They did one with Coldplay. I've heard it like at least once, but like Coldplay was like me in like 2014-13. Like I'm okay. So I mean, I don't know, but everybody else can have their opinion and voice that whatever they think.
It's kind of funny because you brought up how K-pop takes a lot from Black culture as far as like producers and stuff like that. If y'all have ever asked, I'm probably going to ask Laura to post it for me, but there's a really great video on the breakdown of Red Velvet's Bad Boy song. And you can see, like, I think there was like a Black producer who broke it all down. And, you know, I started learning that a lot. Like, a lot of them they love them from Tinashe, you know. but I've just been seeing them do more and more things just with the Black community and things like that. Now, question for the room. Do you think Beyonce will ever do a K-pop song?
Oh my God.
Anybody think it's Beyonce? No?
No.
I feel like Beyonce knows if BTS keeps going on the track that they are, I feel like they could definitely hang out with Beyonce and record a song with him. No? Just me?
Yeah, girl.
Really?
Well, I mean, there's only two other speakers here, so maybe they agree.
I'm sorry. Like, I was walking my friends out, like, because they were, like, leave, so I was saying bye to them and everything, but what are we talking about?
BTS, or Beyonce in general doing a K-pop song. I can see it.
Wait.
I mean, Beyonce can do Spanish.
Thank you.
Can do Korean. I see it. I see the vision.
Thank you.
Wait, who doing Spanish?
No, Beyonce did a Spanish song before. Either she did like one or two, I can't remember. I'm not
done a couple.
Beyonce a member of the Hive. Please don't go behind.
Okay, so Chrissy, basically, Destiny is saying that she thinks Beyonce could do a K-pop song. Or not that she could do a big K-pop song, that are you saying that she there's a possibility she will at some point? Like,
yes. I think Beyonce.
She could do it, but
it's going to be.
Will she do it? Thank you. Whoever's in the background of you saying she could, but would she agree?
Oh, it's me, Devontae. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I think she would. I feel like if they got big enough and blue.
But BTS is already big.
Yeah. But like blue big. Like blue knows who they are.
I feel like
I bet Blue already does know who they are. I mean, no. Cardi B's daughter, Culture, is a BTS fan. Same with Cardi. So like, I don't
Anderson
think.
Oh yeah, part of
fans. Right, Anderson Paak's son. Literally, like Cardi was literally singing. What was she? She was singing "Boy with Love" or something like
love.
That. Yes, she was literally singing "Boy with Love" on like IG.
She's like, I don't know the words, but it sounds nice.
Right. So like, I mean, I'm pretty sure all these people know who. I mean, I don't know if K-pop as a whole. But like at least BTS, so I'm sure Blue knows who BTS is, and I'm sure through that Beyonce's probably heard a BTS song. I mean, was it Jungkook included in?
I was okay. Yeah, in the birthday thing. Yeah.
Okay, but you know, Beyonce has people, so I'm not saying that she personally put Jungkook in there. Like it could be her team.
Not giving Jungkook his flowers when it comes.
No. I'm not saying that. Look, don't get me twisted. I'm not saying that Jungkook didn't deserve to be there or anything like that. Obviously, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Beyonce has people. They work for her, so like they probably put him in there. I'm not like I don't think Beyonce personally picks.
Think he would be there.
Yeah, but like I don't think Beyonce personally picks the people. Like, do you think Beyonce knows everybody's birthday and like personally picks all? Like, come on now, she has three kids. She has three kids.
I feel like she definitely approves the list of people that go on there.
Okay, I can agree with that.
I feel like she knows. I don't know. I feel like that's gonna be. I love Beyonce. I'm very big in the hype. So that's the only reason why I asked that. Like, I didn't ask about like Rihanna. Well, you know, Rihanna doesn't give us music. Anyways, you know, I was just thinking of like a really big star because, you know, I honestly. Like, did Ariana Grande do one yet? But I feel like she will eventually, if she hasn't already. So it's, like, those types of stars I would. But I'm just thinking of, like, our big stars, and I would assume Beyonce is, like... Because they haven't got so close with Meg, you know? Like...
I know.
I feel like they be at the same brunches, and she might be like, yeah, this is on BTS Beyonce. And she's like, That's not how she sounds. But y'all know what I'm saying. With this.
I mean, for a long time, I would want BTS and Rico Nasty to do something.
That would be cool.
Like Rico Nasty and Suga or something. I want something.
I could see that. I would love. So Monta, this is like a deep cut, but if you've listened to our episode, so Whiting Words podcast episode, we had an interview with Monta X. It wasn't so. Oh my goodness, this is so hard to explain like quickly because I'm trying to get to my point. But essentially, we read an interview that I did with Monsta X. Just for anybody that doesn't know, I write about K-pop from time to time, and in my interview, I asked that Monsta X like who would they like to collaborate with, and they mentioned a few people like Shawn Mendes. So I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear that, but they also mentioned Cardi B, and I find it so interesting because like Cardi B has collaborated with. Blackpink already, and I feel like Cardi B likes K-pop, at least BTS, enough where I could see her doing more of that. But I feel like a lot of these American artists kind of do like one collab and then it's like, okay, cool. So I don't know if it'll happen, but I feel like Cardi B could do more. Like,
oh yeah, I definitely feel like Cardi B would probably do more. They usually do like you said, the one collab and they never talk about it again. But I feel like with Cardi, and because, you know, Blackpink is very than Monsta X, I feel like you can do it.
I mean, look, they're the ones that said it, not me. They also said Shawn Mendes. They said doing a collaboration so with Shawn Mendes would be exotic. I was like, what?
Exotic.
No, girl, you gotta listen to the episode because I was just like, what? A white man? Exotic. Okay.
There's nothing exotic about Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Wait, if we're still talking about collabs, look. Shawn Mendes posted a tweet that was like, I just found out about Twice, TT, and like, oh my goodness, I have to, hold on. And I wanted to caption the picture, oh yeah, he's never beating the allegations, but I was like, let me keep that in the drafts. Well, let me find the picture and I'll put it up on Jumbotron. But yeah, I've said my two cents.
valid. Well, I feel like that's pretty much all I have to say. Unless anybody else has anything else they want to ask us or talk about.
Like we're both podcasts. Destiny's on Whiting Words as well, but I'm the main host of Whiting Words, and Destiny has Getting Animated, which she does on her own amazingly. So like if you have any questions about being a Black K-pop fan, K-pop podcasting, like I have like another 5 minutes while I look for this or if you have anything. And feel free to request while we're in our last few minutes of the space as well.
Yeah, for sure. This was really fun. Like I said, I'm a baby K-pop fan. I feel like I'm growing, though, past the baby part.
I think so, too.
I'm getting to find more people, like, more people that I like. Like, what is that one song? Wait, I think it's by Twice, but I don't want to say it. Never mind.
Say it anyway.
Let me look it up. Now I have to look it up. It's, like, Alcohol Free. I really like the song.
Okay, I don't know if everybody else, or I was talking to Destiny about this. I feel like a lot of Twice fans, that was like one Twice song that a lot of Twice fans weren't the biggest fan of, but she loves it. And I was like, I actually love that for you. I love that for you.
I'm not tainted by fandoms. I don't care enough. I feel like it's a song and I like it. How do you guys feel? Obviously, we know it's all bad, but like, how do you all feel about just the K-pop fandom? Because to be honest with you, I was really hated when I first got into K-pop, not gonna lie. Not only just, you know, being a Black woman and saying this is a new space and a new genre that I'm not used to, but also, like,
I was learning so much so fast about like who not to talk about, who not to be, you know, like you can't say that you like one person in a group of like four. You have to say you like the group because, you know, like you can't openly be like, oh, I dislike this person or this member. I think during 2020, I really discovered a lot of the K-pop fandom, and like when Trump would do something stupid, K-pop fans would get it like trending.
Oh my gosh, you got it?
I'm loving Japan. Discovered the girl group Twice. I feel like TT.
Oh my god, this is so bad.
Sorry for cutting you off with that. Destiny. God, like, like you were having a whole like deep conversation and like
took me out. I'm over it. But I was asking how you guys like feel about it, because I honestly still get scared sometimes. Like even on the show, like on our podcast, we don't really talk about BTS like that. Like we kind of keep it real classy and cute. Not to say there's anything bad about them, Army, if you're in the room right now.
Yeah, it's just like it's a lot of information to throw at one person when you're entering K-pop at all. Like the moment you dip your toes in, people are like hurling information at your head, like everyone's birthday, everyone's zodiac sign, everything they've done so far, all their old music, new music, future projects. It's way too much to get into all at one time.
Albums that are different. You know, a lot of people need to be like, so they just come out with their own music. That's fair. Yeah, hear me. I like disappear for a second.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, sorry. I don't know what happened. I disappeared. But yeah, it's just it's a lot of information. If any of our speakers, if you guys would like to tell us, like maybe some tips that you learned along the way being a K-pop fan, is there anything that you're like, yeah, I started, you know, taking it music video by music video, like.
Right. No, I know there's some Army in here, but I don't know how long you've been a BTS fan. But if you're a BTS fan for as long as I've been, which was like 2016 or so, there was like a whole time, like a whole like era where YouTube Army tried to convince everybody that the whole group was scared of Suga.
Please.
And I don't know why that was. I don't know why that was.
I remember that.
Why? Like, why was that a thing?
I was like, why would they be scared of? I mean,
no,
literally. So like, don't I feel like
the
other
only
people.
Person isn't scared is Jin.
Really?
They kept calling Jin a mom.
Oh.
Oh god.
So Jin is very like, okay, smart with me.
So like, basically, I'm saying. Don't be listening to people.
Like my niece would
just
like,
do your
like
own.
I was telling y'all, my niece would be the one to put me on all this stuff, and then she would be having me watch like videos about the mistreatment of the dancers, and I'm just like, do we know this is fact? And it's like all speculation. Like there's no
literally everything is speculation, pretty much.
So she'll be like,
oh yeah, stay off YouTube.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that.
Stay off YouTube
because I was on YouTube for. I was in rabbit holes of like Blackpink, and I was like, should I be concerned? Like, should I email their manager that they're not eating enough? Like, what do I do? Like, who do I talk to? I'm very stressed out for them. But you don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on. I was just on YouTube. You know those like robotic voices that we try to like read UK pop back?
Then text the speech voice?
Yes. See, you get it. I'm over here like reading those, like, this was March 2018, and Jenny was not smiling during this performance. There was something going on. She was heartbroken over her relationship.
See a manager tap her shoulder too aggressively.
Yes!
Danny!
Fuck.
Yes, and I'd be like, did he? Like, I should then replay slowing it down, and you'd be looking like, did they hit there? I don't know. I'm not sure. That's good to know. So make sure any newbies like me in the call, do your own research by yourself.
Facts, independent research, where you can trust.
Yeah,
I'm lucky. I wasn't like a 2013 fan. People that like fans since day one, like those are troopers right there. Those are veterans. But like, I've been a fan since
2016.
Like, tip my hat, good sir. Because what? That is insane. But I've been a fan since 2016, and so I had like 3 years of content or albums or mixtapes, whatever have you do, to go through. And I will say, I don't know if I've actually gone through all of it, even up to now, but I'm grateful that, you know, it was only 3 years versus like seven. So yeah, don't beat yourself over it. But Destiny, anything else did you want to discuss?
No, I think this was great. I had a wonderful time. Thank you again, Boyle, for coming on. Tell people where they can find you.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. You can find me here on Twitter at Whiteteen Podcast. I think on Instagram we're Whiteteen Pod, not quite sure. But if you click the link in our bio, like, all our information is there. Please continue to listen to us. We are very grateful for all your support. Recently, we got a bump in our Musta X interview episode that I mentioned a little bit earlier in this space. So please check out what we got so far. Hopefully season 3 of the podcast is coming soon. But yeah, we're very grateful that you are here to listen. Hope you follow us and keep up with us in the future.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. This is what my third Twitter space, and it means the world to me that you guys showed up. To be honest with you, I'm so touched. I really am. I'm still trying to learn Twitter spaces and how to get through it. But I will be coming back with more Twitter spaces in the future. I'm trying to keep up with the schedule and posting them twice a week. Yeah, just look forward to more stuff. Again, my name is Destiny Senpai. I host an anime podcast called Getting Animated, and I try to do weekly or bi-weekly, but life has come at, so expect a new episode soon. But thank you guys so much again. I know there's another K-pop space, so please feel free to hop over there if you want to go to that one. But thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiteteen Words. Tell your friends to search Whiteteen Words or Unpopular K-pop Opinions on most major podcast listening platforms. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani.